Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Why, hello. And good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We commence with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Have you been keeping up with your physical fitness plans? Are you back at the dojo?
I'm back at a, actually, you would call where I'm back at now, a quoon.
Ooh, I get to learn a new... Now, you tried it one place and decided to go for some one-on-one training because... You had some balance issues and
mobility issues, flexibility issues,
mm-hmm.
It really just comes down to. I have a friend that I have known, and I started training with him the first time in the 90s. His instructor lived with Bruce Lee when Bruce Lee first came back to the United States from Hong Kong.
Okay.
So he has quite the lineage going back, and I actually sat down with him today, and we did a little practicing and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and this is probably going to be the way I go, simply because I have a background in it. I'll be picking it up pretty quick. It's the system is referred to as Wing Chun, which is a Chinese martial art. It's the one that all the Ip Man movies, that's all about Wing Chun.
Is this something you do once a week, twice a week?
I probably do it two or three times a week.
Wow.
If I could find somebody that would make me a Mook Jong dummy, I would probably do it 5 days a week.
You talked about your instructor saying, yeah, but while you're getting up to speed, I want you to walk several miles a day.
I probably won't do that. What I'll probably do is bike 20 miles a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he wanted some of both, but all right.
Well, he does, but I mean, right now it's in the hundreds still. And I don't know anywhere decent indoors to go walk that I could do the walking, so I'm going to bike.
Yeah.
Indoors.
You know, I never thought that there'd be a place hotter than southern Louisiana, but... It's only in the 90s.
Well, I mean, you've been here in South Carolina in October. Remember the Fisher's class? I mean,
yeah.
First day of Fisher's class, it was 103.
Wow. I forgot. I think I blocked that from my memory. So.
Yeah. Well, then the rest of the days after that, after I had my little mild heat injury and everything, I think it dropped into the 70s the very next day, and you guys probably had a very pleasant time.
They had a horrible time in Chicago.
Well, that's every weekend, though, right? That's
yeah. Every weekend, 46 people shot and wounded.
Wow.
An additional 7 shot and murdered by the drug gangs in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. And seriously, it was like a 50% increase from the previous weekend. We're adding about 100 people shot, another 20 people murdered each week. The total is now 1,756 wounded, 385 killed. Although something, what was odd I noticed this week, a bunch of those attacks were on those so-called gun-free zones, like the L, public transportation, train platforms.
Right.
Now, to give Chicago its due, I thought it was, you know, leading the nation. It's not. It's not even in the top 10 for dangerous cities by murder per capita. It's number 15 behind a number of other Democrat-controlled cities. It's led by New Orleans, Baltimore, Oakland, Atlanta, and Richmond. Wow.
I was thinking that St. Louis might be in there somewhere, but I guess not.
Let me see. I can check since you bring it up. Oh, where is it? Nope. I don't see the list right now. Oh, there it is. St. Louis is number 4. Yeah. Yeah. Not a good place. Oddly enough, even though they had riots last year, did you see this article by our colleague Dean Weingarten? The Kenosha County supervisors removed the ban on concealed carry in all government-owned buildings. So some Democrats are saying, no guns in parks. Those are sensitive places. And here, the place where we had riots a few years ago, said, you know what? No, that doesn't make any sense. And not only that, it's not only citizens who can carry at work, but also county employees.
Wow. That's a little bit of a shift there.
Well, elections have consequences. This is now a Republican-dominated governing body. Now, one of the supervisors proposed an amendment. And in hindsight, I think she was right. She said, look, okay, bring your firearms to work, but keep it on you. You cannot put it in a desk drawer or a purse. You can't leave it unattended. I thought that had great insight. The No Guns Allowed signs went up in 2011, but it'll take a while to take them down, but it's a good start. I like it.
I actually, when I was first, when I started going in on the Mook Jong dummy, is a wooden dummy with representations of two arms coming out and one leg standing forward. So you have to maneuver around this and hit it. And I actually started out doing that while I still had my concealed weapon on me, just to see if I would be able.
What was that like?
That was not as hard as I thought it was going to be. But I think that in order for me to, because I'm going to shift my initial goal a little bit, and I'm going to go in more for the self-defense aspect, because I'm 61 years old. I'm done. As far as the competitive nature of that stuff, that's stuff left for younger fellows, and not going to be. Not going to be my cup of tea, but this I'm going to do. And he's a gun guy. My instructor is a gun guy. As a matter of fact, he's got a book coming out about using a gun in harmony with a. And the best thing about this martial art that I'm doing is it's the way you your on guard position.
Mm-hmm.
Is the same as low ready with a pistol in your hands.
Interesting. So your hands relatively close together.
Elbows
centered.
In. Yep.
Elbows in. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that lets you lift your arms up and out to block, of course. Okay. Takes me a minute.
Yeah. Most of it's linear, but you know, trying to stay on the center line and stepping out of the center line and hitting back into the center line. It's really quite simple when you think about it, but it's that particular style is very indicative of the term Chinese boxing.
A lot of influence, huh?
Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, I found that, and you know, when you were talking about got to keep the gun on you. Got to not put it in the drawer, just thinking that's the only way to be is to do all of your stuff, training the way you carry your gun, I think. And that is a plus for me. I have a plus. We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find you.
Whoops. I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column. In a few minutes, I'll be a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I get to do that once a week. Bill, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You can take my glasses off. I can't see the clock. Glasses are supposed to help you see. We're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Anyway.
Are you able to play your own spots? Because you had rebuilt your board and were struggling to get all the magic buttons in the right place.
Well, I don't have those buttons right now. That the magic board got sent away. It's actually supposed to be coming back today, but no. That won't be till tomorrow. And that's if they didn't delete them. Didn't even think about that part of it. Anyway.
I'm sorry to bring bad news. I was just I noticed that the format's changed a little bit. Hey, I was just looking up some contact information for Chicago. There were more than 16,000 person with a gun reports where police were not able to respond in Chicago. That was 2021. 2,000 cases where someone had actually been shot or stabbed. I'm sorry, we do not have an officer free at this time. Wow. That's what happens when you blame the police and pretty good guys say, you know what? I don't need to work for you. I'll go someplace where when you have bad policies, the politicians stand up and take the blame. That's not Chicago.
A lot of NYPD police officers are quitting prior to their pension time, too. They're just quitting.
Wow.
And I can't see, you know, this is it's one of those things that becomes self-replicating, and I just don't see. Right now, even the armed forces have a recruiting shortcoming, and a lot of that has to do with woke politics and all the other nonsense and, you know, the systemic racism that doesn't exist in police departments, especially in police departments like, I'm sure, like Chicago and New York, where they probably have a huge cross-section of Americana working for them.
I'm sure they do.
So, I don't see how that's going to right itself at this moment.
You can't get a different result if you keep doing what you've always done. They've elected Democrats. The last Republican in office in New York was Giuliani. Go for it, guys. Keep digging the hole deeper, because states like yours and mine are reaping the benefit as people leave California and New York. Speaking of California, the Ninth Circuit had a case thrown back at it from the U.S. Supreme Court. That was California's assault weapons ban. The Ninth Circuit then said, yeah, we don't want to deal with this. The case is called Miller v. Bonta. You know, Judge Benitez, this originally was in your courtroom. Why don't you go all the way back and start from the beginning? Well, Judge Benitez wrote extensively citing Heller and McDonald when he ruled that there was no precedence for the assault weapons ban and said it's unconstitutional. A three-judge panel and then the Ninth Circuit disagreed with the judge. So other than change his citations to now include Bruin, this shouldn't take very long. But now the chess game begins. So the California Department of Justice will claim that, it's going to take us years to study history to find out if there were ever an assault weapons ban in the 1790s when the Constitution was ratified. We're just not ready, Judge. And the judge may have to say, I'm sorry. Now he needs to pick a date. And it's got to be long enough out that the state, when it inevitably appeals, that claim for the appeal will be rejected.
Yep.
Is that 1 month or two? Who knows? You and I'd give California 30 days and say, look, you ignored Heller, you ignored McDonald. That was your choice. You could have cited text, history, and tradition just as the judge did. In the background is another consideration entirely, because this isn't the only assault weapons ban being appealed. If California, the judge says, tell you what, take 2 years, take all the time you'd like, then it'll probably be the Fourth Circuit where another judge will apply their precedents and California's appeal goes, boop, too late. They decided the same issue. Now we'll use their results. That makes me wonder if, and we've seen this before in other, not for the Second Amendment, but what would happen if a pro 2A state, Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, Missouri, if they passed an assault weapons ban and then quickly lose the case on appeal so that there's now a federal standard that says, oh, yeah, no, assault weapons bans, see, we just cite the Texas case. This is chess, not checkers.
Yep. We're going to see. We're definitely going to see. It's the Bruin case, because of the way that was written out, which was so much better than the Heller case, right. Very, very little wiggle room for the anti-gunners now. And, they, you know, they've had their assault weapon ban thing, and now they've got their... It's going sort of backwards because they passed the assault weapon ban out of the House and it's headed to the Senate. Now the Senate, they've got this stupid bill coming for that'll be a big Green Deal boondoggle. And, you know, the Green Deal is, I mean, this is them attempting us, putting us in a position, you know, food shortages, fuel shortages, those kind of things, putting us in a position where we may have to take up weapons against the government simply because they're basically trying to kill us.
I wondered if it was to make us broke so the Chinese can buy the United States.
Well, I mean, nobody... It's not... It wouldn't be the same thing, I think... Because they are aware that the Chinese have been buying a bunch of land in the United States, and I think they're gonna try to make it illegal.
Yeah. Well, I've heard alternative explanations. One is, it's the CCP; they just want control. And the other is, no, it's private individuals who don't want to touch Chinese real estate because it's already been so corrupted by Chinese politics. Wealthy individuals in China are doing what wealthy individuals have done here. They don't want their money in China, and they want it someplace that the government can't mess up.
Right.
They'll take land in the United States as the best investment they can find.
Right. So, in any event, we're going to see.
People where to find me?
Yes, I think you should. Please do that.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the weekly Polite Society podcast sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 2,000 articles there. Well, take you a minute. From there, my writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens Column.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Kentucky meeting with Governor Andy Beshear to discuss the state's cleanup following recent flash floods. The Democratic governor saying this is the most devastating and deadly flooding event he has ever seen.
Right now we're confirming 37 lost Kentuckians, children of God, and they'll be really missed in their communities. And we think soon we'll be adding one more as we lost a young man who'd been helping in the flood recovery.
President Biden saying he's thankful for all the first responders in Kentucky, and the White House saying they've sent over $10 billion in assistance to Kentucky, and more is on the way. A State Department spokesman says the United States is prepared to seal a deal to resurrect the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News. tensions remain high between China and Taiwan.
Taiwan is seeing more military drills and threats from China Monday. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry said, because of Pelosi's visit, the U.S. must bear full responsibility and serious consequences for this. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden claims his latest spending proposal will benefit seniors on Medicare by lowering their out-of-pocket costs. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox and Friends that he believes price controls do not work.
What you see when you read the fine print on this is that at the end of the day, this is going to lead to fewer life-saving and life-enhancing and extending medical cures and treatments.
Apart from capping prescription drug costs for seniors with Medicare, drug manufacturers that raise prices over the inflation rate will also be penalized. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Yes, sir.
Did you have a group called Guns Save Life on?
Yeah, the John Bosch. Yeah.
Yeah. He's out of a northern Illinois suburb, as I recall.
Yes,
where
sir.
They imposed an assault weapons ban, and he fought it in court and won. Well, as you and I are, I lived in Illinois. Illinois is where I was first able to vote. I turned 21 there, and yeah, that taught me a lot about politics. Gun Saves Life filed suit in state court to try and end the mandated Illinois firearms owner ID card now that there's the Bruin decision to fall back on. There really was no ID card in the 1700s. Count on it. Next on their list was the training requirements that are in Illinois. I added them up when I was looking at all the different states. Wow, it's so many requirements. There's an application fee of $153, and then you get to wait 4 months while the state processes your application. Often it takes longer than that. When you add up the fees, we're talking about paying over $500 to get your carry permit. John says, and I can't argue with him a bit, these requirements were designed to discourage as many citizens as possible, particularly minority gun owners, from getting their carry permits. There was no training requirement before carrying a firearm outside the home back in the 1700s.
Right.
Should we get one? Should you get training? You get training. Bill, by the way, did you figure out if we're going to go someplace later in the year?
I don't know. I have not figured out where that would be or who that would be with. I haven't even looked at that very hard, to be honest with you. I think we may have one more surgery here that we have to get through before I can start thinking about that. So it'll just depend on what the rest of the year calls for.
The good news is we're close enough south, even if we have to go down to Florida, we can find something almost any month of the year.
Yep.
there was a footnote in the Bruin decision that may help them in Illinois, and I'm going to quote. Because any permitting scheme can be put towards abusive ends, we, the Supreme Court, do not rule out constitutional challenges to shall-issue regimes where, for example, lengthy wait times in processing license applications or exorbitant fees deny ordinary citizens the right to public carry. Close quote. So if you asked Illinois and said, how many of your public carriers are black, and by the way, how many of your citizens are black or choose your other favorite minority, and you look at that sharp difference and you say, that's evidence on the face of it for racism. Your fees and your delays disproportionately fall on minority members. Not only is it unconstitutional, it's racist. Stop it. You know, it sounds like that was written with Illinois, Hawaii, and California in mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they certainly, this what they're doing at the moment, to me, basically is poking the bear.
Oh, see how far they can go before they get slapped?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I want to see. See, some of this stuff, we know that, for example, that a lot of the stuff they do, they know it's going to fail.
Right.
They know it's going to get taken into court and it's going to fail. And, you know, look at what was going on in D.C. for the longest time when they were trying to do all this stuff. And then finally it got to the point where they had appealed to everybody. And they didn't want to appeal it to the Supreme Court because they were afraid they were losing. All of a sudden D.C. becomes a quote-unquote shall-issue area. Right?
Right.
They know they're going to lose. Because the Heller McDonald... Yeah.
There are so many places in D.C. that are off-limits.
Yeah.
And in New York... They wanted to make it every state, every business was a gun-free zone unless they posted a sign. And I'm going, wait a minute, that's like saying I lose my free speech rights unless the sign is posted free speech zone? That's crazy. But you have to get arrested and then someone has to challenge it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So... I think they're going to do whatever they can do, and I think this was written in such a way. I think after watching since the Heller decision, Thomas has sat back and said, "Okay." So it's almost an activist Supreme Court now, which I got no issue with that.
For I was going to say years, and that's not true. For the last three decades, Judge Thomas has said blacks are the people most discriminated against in gun ownership. They're the guys who go to prison for carrying without a permit in states where they can't get a permit. You know, after you've been mugged a couple times, you want to get home to your family and you'll take a chance on carrying a gun without the permit that you can't get. So, is that activism? Or is that recognizing the abuse that we've seen in certain blue states?
Well, it is not activist to uphold the Constitution based upon the Constitution. The problem is that the blue states look at the Constitution as a hindrance, as a pest, as something that is in their way. And they'll get out there and they'll say, well, we can do this, we can ban this and make this to where you can't carry a gun. We can do all these crazy things. It infringes, and it's not an infringement.
It's not an infringement until you drag me into court and prove that it is.
Right, but then you got to go through all of that cost and time, and in the interim, nobody's going to enjoin us or put an injunction on us or something, although that may change now. But, you know, up to this point, they've been able to enjoy, maybe 2, 3, 4 years of gun control that solves nothing, doesn't change anything.
I'm so glad you brought that up. An injunction. And there's a difference between an injunction and a TRO, and the next time you have your lawyers on, ask them what that is, because I don't know the details. I think it's how long the ruling applies. Some of these judges that are seeing assault weapons bans and magazine capacity bans and permitted handgun rosters are saying, yeah, we overturned this, and then we put in an injunction saying, you know, we're not going to remove the law until the state appeals. And a bunch of the judges may say, you know, that's not happening this time. We're going to say that that law was unconstitutional, and the law is enjoined until they successfully appeal it to the Supreme Court. Then we'll put it back in place.
Yeah.
So, wow, times have changed, Bill.
Yeah, I hope they continue to change in this direction. I'm very well tired of it, to be honest with you, though.
Yes.
Because some of the stuff, I mean, when you look at people like in New, well, you know what? We'll talk about this when we get back, because we're about to. Before I get started on that one, coming up on the next break, please, if you would be so kind, tell us how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, a couple hundred episodes for you to peruse. And I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Whoa, I think we're up at 500 or 600 episodes by now. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amalan Shooting Sports News, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column. From all that, Bill and I somehow find something to talk about.
All that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking with Rob Morse.
Bill, I don't know if this is significant, but it rubbed my funny bone.
Okay.
Did you talk about Madison County, North Carolina, the sheriff there?
No, I did not.
It's Buddy Harwood. He says he's mounting AR rifles in gun safes in every school. It's not a heavily populated county. I think there are only six schools that are affected. But this is what he says, quote, "I want the parents of Madison County to know we're going to take every measure necessary to ensure that our kids are safe. If my parents, as a whole, want me to stand at the door with an AR strapped around that officer's neck, then I'm going to do that. We're going to do what it takes. There's also breaching tools in the safes so that deputies don't have to wait for the fire department." I think that's interesting, but I think it misses the point. Typically, it takes 3 minutes before we escape someone with a gun who's trying to kill us.
Right.
Then we call the police. Now it's another 10 to 12 minutes. Now we've waited a quarter hour before the deputies arrive. If, when people have looked at it, it's always a matter of time. We can't stop the attacker before he attacks, but we can stop him within seconds if volunteer school staff are allowed to carry.
He's coming close. I mean, he's trying to be like Grady Judd down in Florida. Yeah, yep. We'll kill you. But
yep. And it might work.
Well, it will have a deterrent effect.
Right.
It will definitely have a deterrent if they know that it's on. And, I, you know, for most rampage killers, that's going to be enough, I think, in a lot of cases, because they're looking for somebody they ain't going to be able to fight back. They're looking for, you know, a lot of damage really fast with not too much of an impediment in front of them.
They want one-way combat, not two-way.
Yeah. So, that might work.
Have you done two-way force-on-force with simunitions?
Not as a civilian.
Okay. Did you use the Miles gear in the military?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And even when, okay, you know you're not going to get killed. I knew I wasn't going to get killed. Having a guy point a gun at me, I don't know that I've ever been as excited as that. And again, you and I talked about it. when you are trying to shoot, you are focused on the target.
Right.
If there's somebody doing mass murder, if he's not shooting at you, he doesn't see you, which is how defenders kill mass murderers.
Right.
So, well, we need more defenders.
I think one thing that I don't see too often. See, one of the reasons that I like going back into more of a self-defense thing and the martial art part of it is because I am expected to, when I'm working on the non-human stuff, right? The mukjong and the heavy bag and the other stuff, I'm expected to go full bore on it for the seconds that I'm doing the attack, right? It's not left, right, as bam, 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 and then, you know, move. And in my case, I'll be moving back with my right side away from them drawing a gun. I'm going to try to dissuade them from wanting to attack any further. Probably going to hit them with a bunch of open palms in the face. But it's not going to be one of those things where... And I think, like, when you're talking about force on force, the thing about knowing that you're not going to get killed, that's great. But you should really be trying to win.
Right.
Because you're going to play the way you practice.
Right.
So,
and what I respect about people like you and my daughter who've taken the dedicated hours in the gym, you say, you know, block, block, punch, punch, as if, no, that's how the building blocks are formed, so that someone throws something out of left field, the response is thoughtless. It's instinctive.
Right.
And you can take a hit, and that's still there for you to respond. To me, I think that puts you in 1 out of 1,000, 1 out of 10,000.
I don't know what the stats would be, and I don't know what the breakdown of the ratios would be, but I think
people who've trained enough to take a hit and be able to respond with defense immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing now, though, is that I'm trying very hard to train to avoid a hit.
Yep, okay.
I've taken plenty of hits. Lots of hits. And all those hits hurt. Yeah.
It's going to take us longer to... I don't want to get concussed anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if I were to take one in the face now like I used to. I don't know how I'm going to take it. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be like, oh, well, big deal. Or if I'm going to, if I'm just going to be like, I remember when I used to practice the violin. You know, whenever you're being knocked that kind of silly, whatever you're thinking about when you go down.
Okay, if we're going there, our president, through whatever means, Joe Biden said no one needs an AR. Joe should have checked with the ATF or at least with the National Shooting Sports Federation before he opened his mouth and put his foot there.
Yeah.
Winchester wants to know what gun owners are doing. Hey, what do you own? What do you shoot? What are your plans? They got brilliant answers. Over half of the long guns sold for hunting and recreational target shooting are AR pattern long guns. Thank you to Lock and Load Radio for telling the truth that the president doesn't want us to hear. What's so interesting is that some courts have said we can't have a gun because it's too much like a military firearm. That's a weapon of war. And at the same time, other courts have said, well, no, wait. You can't have that gun. It's just for sport. You can only have guns that would be used in a militia. Well, which the heck is it? Because I've got courts pointing left while one points right. I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV. See them in court when they finally sort this stuff out.
Right. Yeah, that some of that stuff sort of irritates me myself.
And as you were saying, politics is not a science. It's pretty much like you get away with what you can. New York Congressman Jerry Nadler said, "The problem with semi-automatic firearms is that they're in common use across the country."
That's going to come back to bite him, though.
Right, but this is why he's making an assault weapons ban. The U.S. Supreme Court said you can't ban firearms that are in, quote, common use. So when the lawyer goes, how do we know they're in use? Could we use congressional testimony, Your Honor? Wow. Yeah, so it's going to be amazing. God and judges are not done with them yet.
Yeah, they are. That was a major faux pas. That was a gaffe.
As you would call it, a unforced error. The good news is, and I see. Are you going to talk about your truck gun sometime?
I might, because I did. It's just about finished. The big problem is I want to take it out and shoot it and film it. But if I do that, I'm going to be low on ammo because 300 blackout ammo. But I probably will talk about that in the next hour a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason I bring that up is gun sales have come down from their crazy pitch to just absurd. From their peak, quarterly sales have slowed about 30%.
Yeah.
That may mean the gun you want is actually available, finally.
Yeah.
Some good news.
That is some good news. We're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Who's coming up?
Nobody. Nobody. I thought about that, but I didn't find out until the last minute. But I got it. I appreciate it.
Take care, my friend.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.